Hello and welcome again to the Bottom Line Me podcast. I'm Ann Allard and back again today with Bill Svoboda from Clothes Simple and my favorite brand evangelist. Bill's joining us today to continue our conversation on business plans. And today we're going to focus on the next segment of his plan, which is around putting together your value proposition. So Bill, happy to see you again. Let's talk value propositions.
Let's talk value proposition. You know, in our industry, I get to speak to hundreds of title companies a year. I get to travel everywhere from Texas to Florida, you name the state. And one of the biggest things that I always hear is how title, it's a commodity. You know, we're in a commodity industry. Everybody goes, it's title. It's still title. It's still title. Yeah. We're always talking about what makes us unique, though. Like, why would somebody choose your title company over the next title company? That's really what we're talking about. Coca-Cola versus Pepsi. What is the difference in the value proposition? Both are sodas, but what is it about one or the other? That's really what we want to kind of take away today. What is the difference about your title company than the next one? So let me just start with this. I like this quote by Jeff Bezos. He said, your brand is what people say about you when you're not in the room. Okay. Your brand is what people say about you when you're not in the room. And I think the value proposition is a great starting point for that. What do people say about your business when you're not in the room? Because they might say, oh, that's a title company, but what else do they say? Do they talk about your locations? Do they talk about your staff? Do they talk about the attorneys on your team? What is it that people are saying when you're not in the room? So I think that's good.
So how do you know what they're saying when you're not in the room?
Well, I think that's part of it right there. And you start looking at going, what are our best customers telling us after a closing? What are our best customers saying to their buyer or seller when they refer somebody over to us? What is it that makes the easy switch from that title company to the to ours? You know, one of my favorite examples of a value proposition, Anne, is Amazon. Because Amazon, we all know it. Do you remember the last thing you bought on Amazon?
Very good.
No.
No. Well, I'll tell you what, my wife buys more things on Amazon. When I got married to her, she goes, well, let me just tell you, Bill, you're going to see a lot of Amazon transactions. And there's not one single item she buys on Amazon. She buys all different types of items. But the value proposition of Amazon is not just the product you buy. It's they have a crazy big selection. Convenience. I could be on my phone right now and I could be like, I need to get some dishwasher detergent. Click, boom. It's at home tonight waiting for me. Okay. So we have a lot of selection. We have convenience and it's also personalized to me. It could look and go, well, you just ordered dishwasher soap. Maybe I need some new dishes and I could just add those to the cart right there. So Amazon's value proposition is not the dish soap that I bought. It's the selection, all the options, convenience whenever I want to buy it. And then the opportunity to go, yeah, I could use some plates and some knives and some forks. I lost a few of those over the last year. I should buy some of those too. Click, 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 and have it waiting for me. So I like to think of our value proposition in the title industry and go, what are we really selling beyond the title and escrow process? Like, what are we selling besides title insurance? What is your company when people are talking about you and you're not in the room?
Oh, are you asking me that question?
No, that's what I like to pose people. What are you creating when that people know about your business beyond just, oh yeah, I go there for title. I go there for title. I go there for title. Yeah. Another good example of this is Apple. You know, they sell, I have an iPhone right here. You know, I don't know. Mm-hmm. What do you have? Are you iPhone or Droid?
Galaxy.
You're a Galaxy. Android. Yep. You're an Android. Okay. So you don't get the blue messages. You don't get the blue text messages. You're a green.
I don't even know what the blue messages and the blue texts are. So.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Well, I'm sorry to bring you, give you something you can't even have, but you know, when you choose your phone, when you choose the laptop you're using, you're not just choosing a laptop, you're buying the brand, you're buying the value proposition of it. So like with Apple, when they came out in the 1980s with that ad campaign, Think Different, it sent shockwaves through the world because they were like, we're selling software, we're selling hardware, I should say, but we're going to think different. This phone that you buy, this computer that you buy, this tablet, fill in the blank, whatever Apple product you buy, this is not just a phone. This is a device to help you create something. You know, I remember when Apple computers first came out, like laptops, and they had that bright Apple logo on the back of it. And you'd be at a coffee shop and I saw somebody with an Apple, with a Mac computer. I thought to myself, because of all the marketing I'd seen, because of all the stuff that they said about themselves, you know, all the brand promises they were making, all the ads, I thought to myself, wow, that person looks pretty creative. I wonder what they're working on. Versus the person that had a PC sitting at a coffee shop, just a black PC. They look like an accountant. They're probably working on, you know, they got a suit on. They're probably working on something boring. Same person, put a Mac in front of them. It's what are they creating versus what are they doing? So that's really what we're talking about with the value proposition. What are you actually selling? You're selling the closing experience. You're selling the fact that you have a staff of 20 attorneys that are open door policy for all of your escrow team. Whenever there's a question, they can open the door, knock, knock, I got a question. What are you actually selling? That's what we need to ponder here with the value proposition. It's not just title and escrow. We're selling something more. And that's the question that everybody on this call really has to figure out today.
Yeah, that's it. And it's just, it's an incredible question. And, you know, when you talk about, I guess I'm going to have to go get an, you know, a new phone after I finish these podcasts with you. But I think, you know, as you were talking, I was thinking about why do I continue to use the kind of phone that I have? And it's for a lot of the reasons that you just mentioned. I have a level of confidence, a level of satisfaction. I'm comfortable with it, all those things. And so, yeah, I can see how those are great questions to ask when you're thinking about putting together your own value proposition.
Well, you hit it on the head there too. Like the reason you stay on the phone that you have is because that's your entire ecosystem. They've built it around you. You have the apps you want to use. You have all the right things. It's the right feel. It's the right size. That's the right phone for you. That's the same thing when we think about a title or escrow company. You know, why does a realtor choose one over the other? Well, because they have the right apps, they have the right this. You know, think in terms of the phone. It's the right size. It just feels right when I, you know, same thing. Business is not different. We're all consumers. Okay, we're all consumers. Title and escrow isn't some crazy industry out there. It's the same thing as why somebody chooses a cell phone, because it feels right. Because it gives me the opportunity to do what I want to do on it. Yeah. Why do you update to the next version? Because I can keep all my apps, because it just works. That's the mindset we got to have about our value proposition as a business owner, as a leader. It's, we're not selling title insurance. We're in business. Yeah. It's just like a phone.
How does it?
Incredibly interesting. What else do we need to consider when we're thinking about value propositions?
Well, I think about it in terms of, and we hit about this with the customer segment area, but we can't be all things to all people. We literally cannot be all things to all people. Maybe your value proposition is an exquisite closing experience in person with the conference room, with the name outside the conference room. That's going to appeal to somebody, but not everybody. I think it's about time that as title companies, we actually step up and go like, okay, it's okay that I don't get all the business, but the people who do choose me are going to love me. And they're going to tell all their friends about me because I made a value proposition. I made an experience that they love. So I like to think of it this way. There's, and we'll hit on this, you know, as we do the foundations for scale section, the three uniques. But what are three things about your business that no other title or escrow company in your city or your state can say. That's where we start with the value proposition. What are the three uniques, three things that you do that nobody else does, or that you're talking about that nobody else is talking about? Okay. And that might be a tease for when we actually go into the foundations for scale section, which is the fourth. But what I'm really asking is, what makes you unique so that when somebody mentions your title company, that's what they're talking about?
Wow. I feel like I have to stop and take all of this in, because that, I think that is such, this is such an important part about putting together your sales and marketing plan. If you haven't figured out what your value proposition is, I can see now how you can't go to the next step or to any other step.
Sales, marketing, retention, that's the last thing. That's the growth engine. But we all get in the business and we love focusing on that. Let me give you a great example of a unique, okay? I was actually at a title company, huge title company, and I had a session with their management and I was talking to them, and I literally laid this out and I go, what are your unique, what makes you you? We put on a, we put a big T graph on the wall, big T chart. We put their big competition next to it. Then we put their name and we said, what do they do better than you? And I think this is, we as business leaders, we have to be honest with this. Why would a realtor choose that company over our company? Let's just be honest. Like, let's stop sugarcoating it and let's just go, why would somebody? Okay, well, they have more locations. They've been around longer. This and the list of things that they came up with for why somebody would choose that title company over theirs, it was good. It was a real good list. And then I said, now let's talk about why would somebody choose your title company over that title company? And they were passionate about what they do best. And they started writing those on the board. And then I was like, okay, tell me more. Tell me more. And one of the things that stuck out, and anything that was like, if it was on the left side, you know, the competition, and it was also on their side, I was like, cross it off. We're not going to talk about that anymore. We're not going to talk about number of locations. Like, no, you're head to head with that one. Nope. Cross it off. You're not going to talk about 22 locations anymore. Nobody cares. That's a conversation that people just take for granted. That's the cost to entry. But what they said, they had this one thing, and I mentioned it before, that attorney open door policy. They actually said, well, you know, one of the things that really separates our company from the competition is we have in-house attorneys at every location, and our escrow staff has an open door policy with them where they can walk up at any point in the day and ask them any question. And I said, why do you do that? And they said, because if our escrow staff has a question and they have to wait for the attorney at another office or make a phone call, that's lost time. And I said, that's interesting. So do your customers, do your real estate agents know that you have the attorney open door policy? And they said, no, our team does. And I said, your real estate agents have to know that you have the attorney open door policy so that escrow staff can walk up and answer, get an answer to any question when they have it instead of waiting another day. Why? Because the realtor, to the realtor, that means the answer is coming faster. And they said, that's interesting. And when they said that's interesting, I could tell their mind was spinning and they're like, we're already doing this, but our realtors don't know. And that right there is what makes our company different, not better, different than the other company. And that's enough to separate in the realtor's mind.
It's, there's no question that it's, you don't even realize sometimes until you start having these conversations. I love that, you know, putting it up on the board, that something that you're doing that you sort of take for granted because you've always done it or everybody expects it's going to be done, that that in fact is one of the things that makes you unique, but no one knows it. So that's
what are you already doing that you just need to talk about or put a name to it? When they started putting the name, the attorney open door policy, what is that? That's marketable now to the real estate agents. That is the value proposition. And you've given realtors now the words to say, like, I choose XYZ Title because they have the attorney open door policy. If I have a question, I get the answer the same day. That right there, that is different than the next time. I'll give you one other, Ann, you know, and this is, I love speaking about this stuff, but what if you actually told your real estate agents that when they send you the file, they'll get a confirmation email within 1 hour? What if you told them that they'll get a confirmation email within one business day? And you actually made it, you call it the 1 hour promise or the one day promise or the fill in the blank, whatever's reasonable at your company. But you say, whenever you pass us a file, we want you to know that we got it. So we're going to email you back a verification within fill in the blank time. And that right there becomes a differentiator, because I'll tell you, the funny thing is the reason Close Simple became a business, I told you in the first episode, we had a huge real estate brokerage as our first customer, and the realtors weren't using our software. But the owner said, hey guys, my realtors aren't using this software, but my title company could sure use it. Because the number one complaint I get from my realtors against my title company is bad communication. In fact, it's not even all communication. They just want to know that my title company got the file. Instead of bugging the closer, did you get it? Did you get it? Did you get it? He said, could you just notify my realtor that the title company got it? And I go, yeah, I bet we could. That was literally how we started. So my point is, it's common sense. You should be emailing realtors that you got the purchase, you know, that the file started. Yeah. But
it just makes so much sense. I mean, I know when in many of the things we do, the first thing you look for when you submit anything is some kind of a confirmation. And so I mean, it's such a simple thing, Bill.
So tell the realtors that we will email you a confirmation. It's the confirmation promise. There you go. You know, community title, confirmation process, whatever you want to call it, you know, make it your brand. I use community title, confirmation process, because it has kind of a ring to it. Community title, confirmation process. It could be the trademark title, trademark title, trademark verification, you know, whatever you want to call it. Like, we got your file. That was a bad example. Awesome. I'm going to call myself out on that, because that was not as good. That was not
that's
as good.
Okay.
But you get the
that's
point.
Okay. I definitely get the point. And so, all right. Any final thoughts on value propositions before we wrap things up today?
I think that's good. I mean, we can move into the bottom line, you know, if you want to move into the bottom line.
You catch on really fast. I love it. What's the bottom line there, Bill, on this one?
Bottom line again. I'm going to reemphasize that Jeff Bezos quote. Your brand is what people say when you're not in the room. Are they talking? Are your customers talking about title and escrow, or are they talking about something else? Chances are they're talking about something else when you're not in the room. What is it that they're talking about?
Great. All right, Bill. Well, thanks again. This was a really great conversation. I'm sure our audience really enjoyed it and got a lot out of it. So we'll be back next. I think in our next episode, we're going to talk about visions for business.
Yep.
And so again, thank you, Bill. And to our audience, as always, thank you again for joining us as we all continue to learn, grow, and hopefully prosper. Till next time. Thanks.